Anata Watson. I am a graduate of CUNY John Jay College of Criminal Justice. I was born in Jamaica, grew up in a neighborhood called the 90s in Brooklyn, New York. What keeps me busy is my six-year-old daughter. The title of my piece is Nobody. This piece is very, performative. It was my first time trying out a new method of at first recording it and then transcribing it. It plays with the Jamaican dialect, and it's about identity, home, and just belonging. Nobody. Oh, me and nobody. Me and nobody. Oh, me and nobody. Me not have no paper. Me not have the number. You know the number with upon the paper? Me not have no number. Me and nobody. The look a card. The number with upon the card. You know not really card, but it's a piece of paper. One look a piece of paper will look like one card. Me and nobody. Me not have the number upon the paper. So me and nobody. Fool, me not go and fool me just to tell you, say, I am not nobody. Technically, I'm here, but I'm not really here. I'm there. I'm back there. But I'm really here, but I'm not really here. I'm back there. I'm back home. If you can call it home. Me and nobody. Me and nobody. Me not even have a picture upon one look a card. Where you see me address and say who see who me is. Upon the card where you can't see my face. Me know you can't see my face right. Yes, sir. But you can't see my face. Will show me address. Will tell you where me live. Because me and nobody. I am not here. See? You don't see me. I am not here. I am not nobody. Me I try to tell you, say I'm not nobody. And you keep on. Me and nobody. Me and nobody, me and nobody, me and nobody, me and nobody. I am not nobody. Oh, me here, but me not really dey here. You know? Probably you see me and you know my name. Danata. 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 Yeah? Who that call me? Who call me? Danata. Only certain people call me Danata. The people them will know say I'm not nobody, them call me Danata. Dana. Dana. Who that I call me? Me like when me hear Dana, you see? Cause the people them will call me Dana know say, yeah, I'm me, a Dana. Me and nobody. Me and nobody. Me not have the number with the pan the card. So me and nobody. Me not really there. Me there, but me not there, you know? My girl, I will make you a go on, sir. How am I going in? How am I acting? I am not nobody. Me keep on telling people them say I am not nobody, and them keep on think say that I am somebody. I am not nobody. I am Danata. Danata. Me have to say it. Me have to say it. Me have to say it over and over. I am Danata. I am not she. Meaning, oh, she did send the email. Oh, yes, she. You keep on looking at me and you keep on calling me she. She is Danata. My name is Danata. It's all right. Them know my name. Come in, have the card with the number with the pan the card. Become a name, no paper. May have the paper, but the paper that back in the fathers, my father's land. The paper work them that dear me, that dear me, that in Jamaica, but not really they here. You see me? Aye, you see me? No, you do not see me. You don't see me, right? Where you see? She black. So she hungry. She kind of rough. She thinks she a man and she can walk and roll with the man them. But you are a man. Stay in your place and know say you are a woman, eh? What do you see when you see me? No, man, you know, see how you walk and all your posture stay. No, man, you're not meant for serve. You're not meant for serve because you know, see how you walk. You know, see how your posture stay. No, man, back in Africa, you must have been royalty. Must have. Them can't understand. So can you talk proper? You is a writer. Writer. What is a writer? Lord. You not got school. Oh, you still make them fool you with school. You need to come out of school and start live life. You think it's a game? School is not going to save you. Everything we are go round, it's not a game. They might pretend say it's a game, but it's not a game. This is real. School is just fake. School not real. How are you still doing a school, Donna? How are my teacher in a school? How are you doing a school so long, Donna? Might as well you be a teacher, you know, cause you're just school. How are my teacher in a school, eh? You know more than me. Me can show you some things. You know more than me. I am nobody. Nobody, I am nobody, nobody. Me not even there. You can't even see me. You can't even see me because me not even there. Me there, but me not there. Me de so. Back de so. Back there. I am back home. Home. What is home? Me can't stand the house, you see. It just too small. I am nobody. Me can't even fit in a house. I am nobody. Nobody. I am nobody. Donna, who that a call me? Donna, who that a call me? Yes, Lord. It's me, your servant. Yes. You know, sister, Donna fool. Donna no nobody. She don't know what she do. If I talk, if I assert myself, if I advocate, I am too much. Lower it down. I get aggression and a push back. If I am silent, I take it easy and step back and I let you lead. You need to speak up. You need to do more. So if me do or me don't do, me in the wrong. No, man, uno bomba, them people ya want drive me mad. If me do me wrong, you know, there are those that agree, I agree. But then there are those that stare upon me like me kill them puppy. Like who tell her that she can talk? Who tell her that she is somebody? Look upon the way she walk and how she hold her head. Who is she? Me, I know nobody. You know, see on my back up, Ben. You know, see on my back up, Ben, it's a Ben, because I am not nobody. That's what Una tell me. Una tell me, say, I am not nobody. Danata is nobody. And me fool. me fool. So till. And the Danata and the Dana where I mess me up. I just fool. Oh, me so fool. Me no have nobody. It's not that I am not nobody. It's that me no have nobody. Where the people them there? Why is it always the strangers that tell you the real? Where the people them there that me need? I am there for everybody, but nobody is there for me. I am nobody. I'm nobody because me not have the number where they pan the paper, the look of paper. You know the card? The social security number? Social. Me not have no social security. So social security. Me not social. Me not have the social number. Because when you have the number and them type it, the number in the computer that make you somebody, because you pop up on the screen with one little picture, maybe me no know, but me assume say you pop up on the screen, so that mean the computer say you're somebody, so then you're somebody. And if you not have the paper, you're not. In this land, you're not nobody. So I am not nobody. I'm here, but I'm not really here. You can't see me. Don't pan me. And don't ask me for looking in your eye, because I am not nobody. me can't really speak up because me not really there. Me there. I am not here. I am not there. I'm not speaking it right. I have to speak proper so you can understand. I have to take it slow and have to be reserved so you cannot see that I'm somebody. Just really just take it easy because I'm not really nobody. I'm not here. Me there, but me not there. So y'all talk to me, but me can't really hear you because I'm not here. But me hear the people them where they over there so. And them I call me and them I said, Donna, come home, Donna, come a time for you for come home now, Donna, time, come back home now, Donna. And when you come to Jamaica, Donna, you're going to stay there and dead, eh? You're going to stay there and dead? The whole town got dead like O'Keisha dead, eh? The whole town, Donna, time for come home now, Donna. You know, see the people them now, you know, see the people them now, see you, eh? You not have the number with the pan the paper, the little card with your name. You're nobody. Donna, why you go answer in front of the people them? The people them will know. You have to act better than that. Donata. My name is Donata. She, hey you, Donata. I'm trying to tell you no, I'm not hearing. It's Donata. But I am not nobody. So I understand. You don't really see me coming really there. I am not nobody.
That was amazing, Donata. Thank you for sharing that extraordinary reading with us. And we just have a couple of questions. The first question we have is, how long have you been involved with Dreaming Out Loud?
This would be my third year in Dreaming Out Loud. I remember when we started out, we were just a small group. It was remarkable to see how many people was in this session, the size of the room, and just the dynamics have shifted a lot.
Can you tell us more about that shift?
Sure. In terms of just the writing, the scope of the writing, in the very beginning, a lot of what we were reading was solely about the undocumented experience. I think it was a little bit more intense. And I think now the writing has changed and it's very different, where it's cloaked a little bit more intense in different ways. So there's a plethora of things that are talked about that we have to spend much more time on than we did in the beginning.
What impact would you say that the program has had on your identity as a writer?
I always wrote in journals. I always had writing, but I never shared my writing anywhere. When I first, you know, saw information about the program, I wanted a space just to get some things out. I had recently lost my sister who had passed away. She was also undocumented, and she passed away unexpectedly. Her name was Keisha Watson. And I wanted a space just to write about this. And when I came into the program, I was surprised to find a community of people who not only understood what I was experiencing, went through it, or some version of this, and even worse. And that not only was I heard, but I was seen. And it was a space that wasn't about pity, but it was a space about this taking whatever you have and just putting it on the paper and showing up every week. What I found in my writing was that the need for community was so important. And that's something I didn't realize all these years, the importance of community and the importance of just being heard and being visible.
That's really powerful. Do you have any advice for other young immigrants who are looking to become writers themselves someday?
Yeah, right. Right. I think the act of writing at times can feel daunting, especially when you're like going through like real life struggles. And for me, it came from a place of wanting to be healed, wanting to just like understand and just deal with whatever it is that I was going through. And I think just being undocumented, it's easy to feel like you can't be heard or you are in the shadows. And writing is a sacred space. So whatever it is that you want to do, and I believe this all across the arts, is just no matter your circumstances, you just have to do that thing that you was born to do, that you was created to do, you know?